Hey, podcast listeners, welcome to Season 2 of All Work No Play, the podcast. Since this is the audio from a video series on the Critical Role channels, there may be a few very visual jokes that you kind of miss out on. You can watch the show live every other Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/Critical Role or on youtube.com/Critical Role the following Thursday. Or stick with this audio and look out for new episodes on this here podcast feed the Tuesday after the show airs on Twitch. All right, that's enough for me. Play that podcast.
Coming up on All Work No Play.
What is that? Okay, you guys, there's something standing in front of it on
Sam.
You ran right through it.
Ghost
joke.
You killed the ghost.
Coming up.
All Work No Play.
No play 202. Ghosts. Mark.
Are all our episode titles with like an exclamation point?
Is there a way? Do we say something at the top of the show?
I don't know.
I hope we're rolling now.
We are. Sort of already started, but they're still talking.
I think that's already begun.
You think it's already started?
I think that we are episodes into the life of this show, and there's still no format. We have a syllabus. We have things we could discuss.
We wrote down some stuff,
and I said this before, and I will stick to this pledge. You cannot make me commit to talking about any of this stuff because
I'm looking at your notes, and they're the mad scrawls of a serial killer.
Forget that stuff. I still never see you. We are in lockstep more than we've ever been. We're producing things and writing things.
Yes.
All the things that were true the very first time we got together to do this podcast in your home when it was just audio are like a thousandfold.
Yeah.
And even though I see you,
yeah,
it's often in passing, or you are a little green lady and I am a German guy, and it's not even Sam and Liam. So now, how you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm doing good. Yeah.
It's summer right now.
It's summer. My wife, who's been featured on our channel, the lovely Quian Tran, is away shooting a project. So I'm alone with the kids.
For how long?
3 months.
Woo!
That's okay. I'm the best dad in the world. Well, you're tied for first.
You are tanking the game that is parenthood right now.
Oh, wait, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Tanking, I feel like, is bad.
That means you're doing it on your own.
Oh, I am the tank of my game.
I'm
not tanking like
a kid on this arm. No, you're not tanking. You're tanking. You got a hit on each arm. You're through, and then your brilliant and talented wife is off shooting a thing that we can't talk about. Probably not.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. But she's off in the wilds of Canada shooting a project.
God, she's so cool.
She's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been, at home when I get the kids to sleep, because it's all on me for right now anyway. I have this time for myself between like 10 p.m. and when I go to bed at like midnight. That's my 2 hours where I get to do my stuff.
That was my next question. Is I feel like you are often awake from 10:30 to midnight, but you're often working at that time.
That is true.
Catching up on work.
The me time stuff is not just like chilling with the Netflix. It's usually something weird or productive. Like for instance, last night
you put on a little Jack Johnson.
You got to put on the Jack Johnson and chill.
That's called foreshadowing.
There's gonna be a lot of Jack Johnson talk in this episode. But last night between 10 and midnight, I tried on my outfit that I'm going to be wearing at our live show in Gen Con. I assume this episode's going to air after Gen Con.
Months after.
So the people will have already seen the outfit. But for me, last night was a test run, a trial run of the outfit.
Did it fit?
It fit mostly.
All your parts fit in?
The midsection is a little loose.
What does that mean?
It means that my dick isn't big enough to fill it out.
Okay.
but I'm gonna supplement and tuck in and stuff, and it'll make it look like I have a big dick. But it took 2 hours to try on this outfit last night.
How?
There's a lot of components.
Oh man.
There's a lot going on. I had to order from multiple stores. I had to charge elements of it, like plug them in to charge them. I had to fill other elements with liquid. It's a thing.
Sounds like some relaxing me time.
So just picture me midnight in my house looking at a full-length mirror trying to get my, junk to fit into like a glowing orb.
It's only one place it fits.
How about you? Do you get to chill? How's your life?
It's good. It's good. The kid, one of my two kids is at camp, so it's like nothing has changed. I still do a drop-off in the morning. I, too, will occasionally try to read more.
Oh, what you reading?
I'm reading a lot of graphic novels and comic books. I went on vacation for a couple of weeks. I just brought comic books or collected editions. Oh, I got a burp. Put it in the show.
Wow. It was that this?
I think so.
So this, Natasha, our legitimate producer.
This is called a
dim and rainy.
Wet and sloppy. Tall and frothy.
Dusk and dirty.
Yellow and fizzy. Piss water.
We can't say the name of the drink because it's copyrighted, but it's a drink.
Mm. Do you sleep anymore?
You know, dad hours. Mm. Dad hours of sleep, you know, between 6 and 7 hours of sleep.
That's pretty good.
That's not terrible.
Yeah, that's not terrible. It's not good.
How about you?
That's the same. You know, when I'm scraping, it'll be 5, but it's typically 6 to 7. I got a couple of times over my vacation, I slept like 10 hours, and I didn't know where I was anymore. I have dreams. Yeah, I dream. What did I dream last night?
Oh, yeah, this is going to be good. This is what the people tuned in for.
I met a mysterious stranger who just kissed me.
What?
Straight away.
Was it a man or a woman?
It was a lady in this dream, and that was the end of the dream. That was
about her. Was she red hair? Did she look like Carmen Sandiego? I don't know why I just pictured Carmen Sandiego making out with you.
It was, in fact, animated. No, I can't say that. I don't know. You know, dreams don't make sense.
Speaking of dreams,
yes.
We talked about this earlier, just warming up for the show. Dreams are something where you tell a friend, you talk to a friend about your dream,
yeah.
And it's like, I don't believe you because I wasn't there. I didn't see it. I didn't experience it. But you did,
uh-huh.
You know? And something that we're talking about on the show today, the fun that we done.
This is a segue.
A masterful segue. Uh-huh. that's what we're talking about on the show today. These experiences that we have, that some people have, and try to convey to others, but can't really because you kind of had to be there. It's a leap of faith. You have to believe in order to find out about the experience.
So if you believe hard enough, if you have faith, then The Shining is real. We're talking about ghosts today, ladies and gentlemen.
We are talking about ghosts. Ghosts and goblins, as it says on the screen behind your head, because we went ghost hunting.
Yeah, the fun we done was gathering up our friend, Alora Bailey.
Pause.
And our new friend
Bridget.
Mm-hmm.
And we went ghost hunting.
Hi guys.
We've been hiking for hours.
Welcome to the Omen House.
Nice to meet you. I'm Laura.
Hi, Laura.
I'm Sam.
Hi.
Hey, Liam.
Hi, I'm Bridget.
Hello.
Nice. Thanks for coming.
Are you guys ready to do some ghost hunting?
Oh my gosh. I don't know.
I am so ready.
Bridget is a paranormal expert, enthusiast.
She has a podcast. She clearly had been to many locations that have been home to the otherworldly. And knew a ton, obviously knew a ton. And when we all showed up in our Ghostbusters outfits, as a proper ghost hunter does, we heard a lot about the things that she had done, the places she had been.
So this is the Omen House, and it has a lot of paranormal activity here.
It's in a neighborhood that is ghost adjacent, I guess. It shares a zip code with a place where murder happened.
Mm-hmm.
Legit, serious, famous murder.
Specific murder.
And as we all know, ghosts, they like their homebodies. They like to stay home. They don't like to go out too much. If you call a ghost and they're like, hey, let's go out for dinner, odds are they're going to flake.
Grubhub. Straight up Grubhub.
Yes.
Ghosts.
Yes.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah. They like to stay home or at least in the neighborhood. Yeah. So the ghosts from the murder house that are just down the street, which was involved in a terrible, famous murder, the Manson killings.
That's a real murder house, that one.
Yeah. So those ghosts, we assume, live in that neighborhood, and they sort of migrated over 2 houses.
Well, they had to move out. It's a sad story. The origin story is that they got evicted, and there was a vacancy. Two doors down.
Yeah, they were squatting for a while.
Two doors down is a band, a song?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. Three.
Relevant.
Third Eye Blind?
Three. Yep. 27 pilots.
Okay, good. 27 pilots.
Now it's 27.
They added six more pilots?
Ghosts. They got some ghosts. Oh, my God.
Okay. So anyway, the ghosts from the Sharon Tate murder somehow are possessing the house that we ghost hunted in.
Yes.
And possibly other ghosts, too. Bridget said that it was the center of a lot of paranormal activity. I believe she called it
the Mount Everest of haunted houses.
Oh, no.
The Kilimanjaro of kills.
I don't want to scare you too much before we go into the house.
Is everything haunted?
Oh, no.
Is this hose haunted?
That hose is probably haunted.
I didn't know anything before coming here, and I kind of assumed we were getting like the bargain basement.
This is serious, serious.
Homes, but this is the real thing?
This is the real deal.
Oh. Is there a possibility of ghosts coming home with us, or are the ghosts going to stay
here? There is always
that
possibility, but...
What does that mean? Why?
Because
okay, tell
Laura
me.
Has ghosts.
She owns ghosts?
She owns... she purchased ghosts several years ago. Back in our home D&D gaming years, they lived in a home that Laura and Travis tell me...
Travis Willingham?
Travis Willingham.
Okay.
And... They would hear walking and thumping upstairs when they were down below. I mean, she swears somebody hugged her from behind, I think, is part
of
the
story. She doesn't live in that house anymore.
No, but she thinks that they traveled with. So it's so funny, too, about Travis, because Travis is big guy, big, strong guy, has high persuasion and intimidation skill.
In real life.
In real life. Terrified of all things paranormal.
He is
all things.
A scaredy cat.
Mm-hmm.
He really is. I don't know if that's derogatory towards cats, but he's a scaredy cat.
Yeah. And his wife has been hugged by a ghost, so I don't know how he stays in his own skin.
So she's a believer. Bridget's a believer. I, walking into this, was very skeptical. Where do you fall on the spectrum?
I you know, you were more vocal about this on the day, but I fall where you do, in that, like, I feel like seeing... really is believing, and people do paint that as having a lack of faith or going like, oh, you can just a tangible, is that how limited you are? Yes it is. We on a past episode of this, I talked about people in my own family who have a ghost, have seen ghosts, and it feels convincing to me when they tell it. They tell it to me with conviction, and anyone that I talk to who has seen a ghost is like, well, you can't question that. I saw it. But if the same person said to me that I was sitting on a park bench at 7 o'clock at night, and I don't know, a platypus came up and started farting out the national anthem. I was there. I saw it. You have to believe me. Why would I believe that? I wouldn't. If I saw a platypus fart out the national anthem, I'd be a believer.
That is
why is it different?
That is should be the next episode of the show, by the way.
But, you know, at the same time, I'm poo-pooing it, and I'm a skeptic as well. But when we went in our Ghostbusters costumes, I thought,
maybe
this will be the time that something reaches out of a wall mm-hmm. and sticks its hand into my heart while I'm dressed like Egon. Yeah. And this is how I learned that there are ghosts, when I die horribly.
Well, let's get into it. So we went into the house. We were outfitted with these great outfits, ghost hunting outfits.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
Bridget,
David.
How are you?
I brought the ghost busting team with
oh,
me.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
How are
you?
I got Sam, there? Liam, and Laura with me.
Sam, nice
Liam.
To meet you.
Liam,
Laura.
I'm Laura.
Sam, nice to meet you.
And the owner of the home, whose name is David Oman.
David Oman.
Oman.
Well, I mean, was it Oman or?
No, it's Oman. You're right.
Oman, because that sounds way cooler for a guy who owns a ghost house.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. David Oman. Ghost hunter. Anyway, we got to this house. We went in. We met the owner of the house, David Oman.
Sam, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Whoa, what's that?
What is
that ghosts?
Are there ghosts?
That is...
It's happening now. That's
it's already happening.
What does that mean? What is
that's
that?
That's a proximity beacon. That literally is a proximity beacon that reacts to when something gets close to the antenna, it reacts.
Oh, okay.
The closer, the more...
Oh, okay.
But
so we were
the fact,
close to it.
No,
we're not
we were
close
nowhere
to
near
it.
When that just went off, that was
so
organic.
So you have to be that close.
You have to be within a few inches. We were about a foot and a half away from it, and it just went off.
So when we walked in, a ghost may have just passed right through there?
Yeah. You guys, that's amazing. Seriously, because that... hasn't gone off the whole night that it's been on since before you guys arrived.
Whoa.
Well, what? I was telling them how active your house is, so.
Yeah.
So, David, you live here in this house?
Yes. My father and I bought this lot 20 years ago and built the house, and 17 years later now I've been living here.
So you live with ghosts.
I live with ghosts,
and you're
yes.
comfortable living with ghosts.
Yes.
That's another question I had.
Okay.
Like,
Shoot, I'll answer it.
Why you live there, man? Oh man, why do you live there?
Well, okay, so I was thinking about this before. Everyone lives in a house where something weird has happened, right?
I wouldn't have the fortitude for such a thing.
I lived in a home for many years where, when we were being shown the apartment, the realtor, the apartment shower person, was required by law to tell me that someone had died there within the last year.
Okay.
And I said, hey, where did this fella die? Mm-hmm. And she was like, in the bedroom, in the master bed. So, you know, I had to know that going in. But and
did you replace that bed?
I did replace the bed. Okay. I didn't use his bed. But my wife, the lovely Quan Tran,
yes,
asked where he had passed.
Uh-huh.
And I lied to her. I lied to her. Oh,
she heard it here first.
I said the bathroom, because I didn't want her to be scared every night when we were lovemaking.
Right.
You know?
Is this how she's finding out?
She doesn't watch the show.
Yeah. Someone will send her a clip, though. That's maybe how it works.
Maybe. I just mm-hmm. didn't want... I was protecting her. Mm-hmm. You know, the best marriages are based on lies. I think that's what they say. and half-truths. But I didn't want her to be scared or not want to go to sleep at night.
I once lived in a house where in the yard, half buried in dirt under the hedges, I found large bones that looked like femur-sized bones.
Dog bones?
I called the person who walked into the house after we had moved in and said, like, did the person who used to live here have a dog?
Uh-huh.
And was told yes, and asked, okay, if it was a big one or a small one. But I've seen dog bones in my life. They're normally like that big. These were like this.
And looked human-sized.
They look like leg bones.
Whoa.
Like leg bones.
What did you do with the bones?
I put them in the recycling bin.
Wait, what? You have to call the coroner's office. You have to report that shit. What if that's somebody, you put it in the recycling? I don't think bone is recyclable. That's going to get, gonna mess up their assembly line.
That is incorrect.
Bone is recyclable?
Well, it will return to the earth.
I would have put it in the green bin, not the blue bin, because that,
you're right,
I feel like that could be mulch. But the blue bin, you're just messing up the recycling system, Liam. It's
irresponsible of me.
Oh, man.
The photographs,
okay,
with their blurs.
Look at this photograph!
So, again, we're going back and forth between being skeptical and wanting to know that there is something on the other side.
I'm going to show you some photographs that were shot 15 years ago on 35mm film with...
Well, that just looks like a picture.
I have photographs that were taken in the 80s. Mm-hmm. I feel like every third photograph from that time period had a smear on it.
I didn't want to say anything in the moment, but for sure, 100%. He was showing us these images as if they were irrefutable proof. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm a skeptic.
Yes.
I feel like that's poor photography.
It's possible. So show us some other photos.
They could have just been a bad camera or a bad developer. You know, back then they had this 1 hour photo stuff and you don't know who's working there.
I look at that picture and I just see some opportunities for better design, interior design.
I was once on vacation on the river that I go to every year and I took a picture and I was looking at the pictures later and I saw a UFO.
Oh.
There was a UFO.
Oh.
I took a picture of a UFO. It was irrefutable. There it was. It's right. There's no explanation. There were three lights.
Uh-huh.
All in a little formation. And, I mean, I took the picture. I didn't see it when I took the picture.
Wow.
You just could not refute it until an hour later when I was looking out the window again and I saw three lights and went, oh, that's that fan light behind me reflected in the glass of the photo I took.
Yeah. Yeah. The pictures were not proof enough for me, but they were interesting to look at what fashion was like 17 years ago,
mm-hmm.
And it was not good. But there was more.
I'm going to just poll the room real quick. Laura, how skeptical are you about this stuff? Are you a believer in ghosts?
I fully believe in ghosts.
Fully? 100%?
Yeah, have my you had house experiences? Is haunted. Yes. Your house is haunted?
Yes. You feel like you've seen a ghost before? Liam?
You've seen? I thought you just heard.
I have felt a ghost before.
Okay. Where on your body did you feel the ghost?
Around my waist.
Point to the doll. Where, point
a
to the
woman doll. Never tells.
Around my waist. Right. And oh, then a whisper, right, breathing in my ear.
Story. Oh.
And
What about you, believer or non-believer?
I don't have time for ghosts right now, but there are...
But this first interaction that we had with the ghosts was kind of exciting. Like some beeping and blooping was happening. Mm-hmm. We grabbed some gear. They had this other device, the SLS
let's
thing.
Let's go through. All right. I'm hazy, just like with our career path with voiceover recording and all the time we spend working. I resisted knowing what the tech was because I'm such a drama queen. I'm like, I'm just here to be an actor. I don't want to know what these things are.
You're just there for the pure ghost.
I'm performing
experience.
For you. Well, I don't know what any of the things were called.
Okay. What are these machines? Can you talk about those?
This is a proximity beacon. This is a static electricity meter. This is a SLS Connect camera. This is a thermal imaging camera.
David,
yes.
Can you get to the Xbox looking thing here? Like, is that for playing video games? What is this?
This is the SLS camera.
This is an SLS. What it does is it sends out a grid from here. It sends out an infrared grid. And what it's theoretically doing is that it's picking up on the movement of an object. So when you're moving, it's telling the computer what mm-hmm. your movements are.
Oh. Uh-huh.
This assigns a spirit a stick figure so that it can map the spirit.
And you've seen that?
There's already been some tonight.
Yes.
Really?
What? Just another day on the PCAP stage, Bailey.
So it'll show a stick figure where you are, but then it might show one like over your shoulder or beside you where nobody else is.
So excited. Is there one standing behind me right now? Tell me.
Do you see this pattern that we're getting, the stick figure pattern? That's assigned to that individual. What happens is sometimes you will actually map a person that is not there.
I'm sorry.
And you'll actually see no one there.
Oh, never mind, you're joining.
But you'll see the stick figure appear.
Can I see?
Oh.
Exactly. Oh, wait.
Yeah. That's a ghost. That's a ghost.
What are you talking about?
That's a ghost. There's a ghost. There's a ghost. There's a ghost. No, it's just right here. That's a spirit.
It's on the ceiling.
You have a spirit right now. Can you see that? That's a ghost. That's a ghost. Do you hear the ghost?
Wait, did it just disappear?
It was right here.
It's gone, it's gone, it's gone.
It was right
here,
and it was dancing around on its side like this.
Come back, friend!
It was hanging out on the ceiling.
You saw it, though.
Yes.
It was there for a split second when I came over.
Yeah, you've got activity. Like
Yay!
I don't know shit. I can't explain everything that happens in the world, and there very well could be spirits around us right now in this studio. I'm pretty sure some of our crew and cast members have died working for this company. So
if only we had a Wii U, we could find them.
A Wii U Ouija board.
Yeah. But yes, this ghost that we saw when we first arrived was
in the upper portion of the home.
And it was up on the ceiling, which can't be a human.
No, ghosts float, humans sink.
Humans sink. Yes. So it was dancing. Oh, what a feeling. It was dancing on the ceiling, I believe. And we saw who wrote that song?
Lionel Richie.
The ghost of Lionel Richie
wrote that song.
Was visiting us.
Mm.
Oh my God!
Is Lionel Richie still around?
I think he is, but he has a ghost.
Maybe he has a pre-ghost.
Can you do that? Can you have a pre-ghost?
I mean, you can't refute it.
We saw Lionel Richie's pre-ghost. Wow.
This isn't even a device that is used for paranormal investigation.
Oh, that takes a temperature up your butt.
That's an anal probe. I've seen one of those.
No, it's not an anal probe. This is a inductive progressive amplifier.
Okay.
The technician that was putting in the cameras throughout the house, he by accident pressed this button and he says, "That's not possible." I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "This has a probe. The probe's measuring ability is out to about 8 inches. After that, it stops. Watch what happens."
Okay.
You hear that?
What is that? What is that?
That's energy that's in the air that this thing is picking up and amplifying the sounds of.
Oh.
That's how crazy this house is. When we walk outside with this, it's quiet.
Really?
It should be quiet in this house. That's how much ambient energy is literally through this air that we're walking.
Is that why I feel
in.
Kind of pukey?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Liam, yes. He had warned us before that we would feel something physically if we were spiritually sensitive.
Yeah, and Laura Bailey...
Yes.
Was the earliest person to speak up and say that she did feel pressure.
Yes.
You felt some sort of pressure too, right?
I think at various stages of the night, we all felt dizzy, nauseous, headache.
I felt like I had a cold coming on.
Yeah.
Does that mean ghosts?
It might mean ghosts. I mean, it could mean one of several things.
Okay.
It could mean that there's radon in the house.
Mm-hmm.
It could mean that we had been given some sort of a roofie. It could mean that ghosts were there. And that was the first time that I thought, that this might be real.
Whoa, what's next? Can we see some, can we get into it? See some ghosts?
Yes. So I think we should start out with a tour of the house, just see how you guys feel with that. But we might as well take some instruments with us when we do it.
Okay.
So who wants a K2 meter? This is going to show you if anything comes near you.
Okay. So, oh, I want that one.
No, it lights up.
Okay, I'll take the ghost trap. Do we have the ghost trap?
This looks like a ghost trap. Like, sure. It's just the thermal camera.
The thermal camera is so cool.
Ooh. All right, let's see what else.
We have a digital thermometer. This has actually got a probe, so you can do this with it, and you can actually pick up what's in the air. It's like, right. Oh my God, right, it's registering.
I'll take one of those.
Just don't poke your eye out with that probe, please.
Oh, I will definitely poke somebody's eye.
And if something starts to possess me, I want you to repeatedly stab me in the jugular with that, okay? Oh.
I'll end your suffering.
Yes, please.
Right.
Should we go okay. take a tour?
Let's do it.
Let's go. Right.
Let's go.
Okay. Just this way?
Okay.
Are we going downstairs?
Please hold on to the railing. If anything, you might feel a presence push you down the stairs.
What?
Yeah, that has happened.
Do you want to go?
Nobody is near that.
Did you just see that?
What did you see?
What happened? I was downstairs. I missed the whole thing.
That a ghost?
What is that?
Okay, you guys, there's something standing in front of it.
There's too many ghosts up here.
Oh my God, there's somebody just dancing.
Oh,
Sam. You ran right through it.
Oh,
you ran
right through it. Just obliterated a ghost.
I killed the ghost. I kind of ruined that by sort of crossing the street.
Yeah, I think you were feeling plucky and you ran through the area where the ghost was, and I was looking at the screen at that time and just sort of screen wiped it.
I dispersed him with my aura, my positivity.
Yeah, I mean, if he's like ectoplasm or she.
Mm-hmm. Is a man.
Okay, it was a pre-ghost. Okay, let's stick to the facts.
Sure.
And if you were to run through the aura or the molecules, the atoms, do ghosts have? There's so many questions. Do ghosts have atoms? Do they have density?
They have like
do
a
they have weight.
Like they have a jism that surrounds them, and if you pass through the jism,
ectogism.
Yes, it sprays all over the place.
This is a lofty show.
Anyway, that was fun. We went deeper into the house. We got a tour by David Oman.
Mm-hmm. It was a crazy Hollywood house. Like, forget ghosts for a second. It was full of movie paraphernalia, posters, but the guy had a ton of sports memorabilia in the home, strange art pieces.
We got into the Jack Johnson room,
mm-hmm.
which I was expecting some chill rocks,
mm-hmm.
some surf tunes, some vape music.
Vape music?
I don't know. It just, what do you call Jack Johnson's music? Chill funk?
Chill funk, yeah. Let's go with chill funk.
Anyway.
But it wasn't that Jack Johnson. It was a boxer.
This is my office. There's tons of Jack Johnson memorabilia in here. His spirit's been recorded in this house as well.
Did he once live here? And I just missed that detail.
First African American heavyweight champion of the world.
Okay. Well, maybe he came here because you have all his stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
So sometimes spirits have attachments to things.
Sure. Can I say something?
Yes, please.
Feeling a little dizzy. I'm not gonna lie.
Really?
A little dizzy.
Wow.
I think
that's good.
Something's happening.
And there was a point where we split up. Bridget and Laura went off in one direction.
I believe they had an app on their phone.
Yes, Laura downloaded an iOS app.
Yes.
That reads words whispered to it by ghosts.
So this is a ghost detecting app. So it has a built-in EMF meter and is also looking for EVPs, which is electronic voice phenomenon. So these things that are coming up, these are words that it's detecting.
20.
Natural 20! What?
And then the beep beeps mean there's something there?
The beep beep is just the radar, like looking. You'll see, hopefully, little dots starting to appear in there. And those are things that it's detecting.
Okay.
All right, ready to go.
Yeah,
I brought this too, so if we decide to stop somewhere, we can set it down. Okay. Yeah.
But we were on our own mission, just you and me.
Yes, and we found like the deep, dark center of the home.
Yeah, we found two places that were teeming with activity. One.
Right. One was the bathroom.
The guest bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go into the bathroom. But you know what? Let's compel these ghosts to come out.
All right.
Talk to the ghosts.
All right. Ghosts, I've never seen one of you. And I want to believe because I want to know that there's something on the other side.
Keep it brief.
Ghosts don't like complete sentences.
All right, I'm gonna make this a little clearer for the ghosts.
Get the fuck out of here, ghost!
That was just Liam. It's just Liam. Don't worry.
Okay. There's a pretty mildew-stained shower.
Wow. I've got something. It is a
filthy bathtub.
No!
It hasn't been cleaned maybe ever. Watch out, Liam.
It's got a sauna feature or at least some bubbling features.
Sure. Oh no, look at the drain. That's the worst.
It is definitely haunted with ghost pubic hair.
It's been haunted by somebody's ball sack.
If there is any ghost in the drain, come out.
Maybe a
so that I might smite you with the power of Christ.
See, for every dumb joke we tell over this tub, 1 year is going to be shaved off of our entire lifespan.
I'm going to go closer.
Oh, man. You are as good as dead.
This meter says 73.4. This one says 73 even. That is a discrepancy that can't be explained by normal conventional science. This is metaphysics.
Get a closer look
this
again.
This is ghosts.
Get down there. Get a closer look. My meter says you're turtling just a little bit.
Oh, God! This one went up to 73.2. Something is going on in this drain. All right, let's clear this room.
We're going to be punished for being jackasses like this.
That area, that spot, that tub was one of the most haunted sites in the place.
Yes.
You know, it was a little scruffy.
Yeah, we can cut it out. Or not.
Probably not.
Are we going back to the office?
Yeah, let's go hang out in the office because everybody felt a little weird in here, I think. I'm going to set this in the middle here.
Okay.
So we can also use the spirit box. What it does is it scans through radio stations backwards.
Okay.
So when we ask questions, if we get an answer that's in
regular
way, yeah, regular speak, then it's
communication. Then you know something is like done
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll turn it up again a little bit. It's just a little shocking at first. Is there anybody here with us?
Outside. My thing says outside.
Do you want us to go outside?
There's a yellow dot over here.
Maybe the boxer?
Oh, it's just a fucking trash can that's like sensitive.
That totally scared me.
It totally made me go over there just to fuck with me.
Room one clear. Wait.
Check your corners. Check your corners.
Ghost, ghost, ghost. Clear over here. Let's keep going.
I wonder what he's got in the cabinet. Ooh. Oh man, look at all these great weird beers.
Uh-huh. Did someone play with this thing yet? Is this toy something
this
that we played with?
This is supposedly haunted and plays itself.
Well, let's turn it on and find out.
Hey.
That was a haunted snare drum effect.
Uh-huh.
We're just a couple of girls hanging out in a room, hoping to see a ghost. Gorgeous!
That's interesting.
That was creepy. Not creepy. It was nice of you. Thank you for the compliment.
You creep.
Let's just see if I can contact the ghost using an ancient, ancient way. Nope, didn't work.
Do you want to look at this? This is the thermal camera. Can you see me on it?
Why, yes, I can.
Am I hot?
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Is that? What is that? What is that?
I'm not really sure. But
Bridget,
I think
what's happening to the camera right now?
It's weird. There's totally something standing on there, right?
It just stopped. It just stopped.
No, it's still there. This, like.
Ho?
What? Who are you calling a hoe?
Rude.
Rude
pre-ghost.
Jack Johnson.
Rude. You wouldn't do this in your post?
That's not chill.
Ghost life, would you?
If you're upset with this, write Jack Johnson a letter on Twitter or at him and chide him for calling our friends a hoe.
Shame on you, Jack.
Shame on you, Jack Johnson.
All right. Your kids are younger than mine and I'm older. I want you to live.
You're gonna take it? Okay, we're going.
Oh!
What is it?
Oh shit, I'm really getting signals! No, really, I really got a signal! Did you get that?
I don't like it in here.
There's a ghost in here.
That's...
Look around.
Ew.
Oh God.
Ew.
I got a signal.
Ew.
Oh! What is that?
Ew.
Where are we?
Wait a second. Why is there a TV in this room? This is not a place for people to watch TV.
Is that a bone? It's not a bone, is it?
Was that always here? What is this?
Don't There's touch any of those things. You're going to find out that every one of those things are cursed. Don't touch those things.
I'm touching the bone.
No! No! No!
I touched the bone.
What's that? Know.
Are you getting anything?
That's Slimer.
Oh my God. This is the scariest room I've ever been in.
An ancient ghost cigarette?
By the end of the
Cigarettes day. Have been outlawed in California for 50 years. That thing has, that's crazy.
It's good of you to make me laugh before we die.
Wait. Did you hear the music? While we were in there, mm-hmm. we were getting some readings outside. I believe that little tinkly piano thing went off. We rushed out. And that's when it all happened. And you'll find out when we come back after this commercial break.
Tonight, on a very special episode of Mini Primetime, Will Friedle adopts a cat only on the CR.
And we're back.
Wow.
I don't know what we cut away to. That's up to the editor. But we're back for the moment that it all happened.
I heard music. Let's go. Did you hear it? Did it play? Did you get it on tape? Oh my God, there's a real ghost here. Okay. Be you friend or foe, we come in peace and would love to play a duet with you.
Sam will sing harmony.
Okay. Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do. Anything? She looks good. Looks fine. Nothing. But there was a ghost here. You guys saw it, right? You know what?
What?
I think this ghost is an asshole. Like, because the ghost is just coming in and, like, making a sound and causing us to run around like a...
I will not cast any aspersions on the ghost.
No.
Because I do not want to be hurt by the ghost.
Ghost!
Taken away.
You are a fucking asshole. Come out and show yourself and stop being a tease.
Check, check.
Maybe ghosts just don't like us.
Yeah.
Why don't ghosts like us? I think I'm lovable.
Other people like us.
Fucking ghosts.
Fucking ghosts.
Let's go upstairs, Liam. There's more to see.
All right.
I'm gonna take this just in case.
Okay.
Oh!
Oh, wow. You're not near that at all.
What is going on? You saw it. I was just holding it.
Come back to the space. Fuck yeah.
What do I do? What do I do? Do I move? Do I not move? Do we kill the ghost?
Looks good.
Looks fine. Wedding bells are gonna chime before. What do I do? Is it because we're standing next to the Beetlejuice poster?
Beetlejuice.
Don't say it!
I did it, it's done!
You do not.
You mean a hot spot?
There's a hot spot?
Where?
Hot spot of what?
Which cushion?
This one?
This one. Check it out. Oh, there is a hot spot.
Which cushion? Which cushion? Oh! Oh, what the fuck is that?
Hold on.
What's happening? Did I do a ghost?
See it on the couch?
I see it out there, yeah. You're right by the hot spot on the couch.
There's a ghost action here. Look at that. What's that? What are those? It's like footprints. There's footprints on the couch.
Yes, there are. Yes, there are. There are footprints on the couch.
It gets hotter. When I put this here, it gets instantly hotter.
There's footprints
or standing here. No.
No one has been standing on the couch.
We don't stand on couches. Who do you think raised us?
They're getting wider, but they're still there.
Wait a second.
Blah, blah, blah.
When Laura came in the room, the ghost went away.
Oh.
Do you think that the ghost doesn't want to compete with you because you're so beautiful?
Aww.
I love you so much.
Because you would win 4 times out of 10. Should I give the ghost a lap dance?
Do it.
Do it. Oh my gosh, do it, Sam.
Oh! Woo! Yes. It wants a lap
dance.
Okay.
Don't you do such a thing. No.
Wow, you're good at that.
This isn't the strip club, you know. This isn't the end of the seventh veil.
Did that do anything?
No.
Scared him away. Wasn't.
It's working for me.
There's clearly a spirit or ghost here somewhere.
Yes. Yeah.
If there was a way that we could somehow communicate with that ghost or have our communications amplified by the power of, I don't know.
A seance?
What?
Yes, let's do it.
Wait, so are you puking. Becoming a believer?
Hmm. I love it.
Maybe instead of being 0% believers, maybe we're like, what would you put your years at?
After that, I would say that like it raised on that night and then has lowered again somewhat since, but I was maybe at like 15 or 20%. This could be ghosts.
I would still put mine in the single digits, but it was okay. It was a non-zero number.
High single digits?
Yeah, 6.
Oh, great.
I will remind you of this. All these sensors could be triggered by various electronic things. Mm-hmm. And the gentleman, Mr. Oman.
Yes.
He said that he built this house. What if he is a poor home builder and he had a lot of exposed wires in the walls and there's all sorts of different shit that could make these things go off? I don't know.
I'm not convinced, but you're talking close, to this thing might help.
A seance might help.
Yes.
So let's do it.
Let's do it.
He liked that idea, or yes. She.
Or didn't.
It either. Says contempt.
Contempt.
No!
Contempt.
It says eat now.
Eat. Well, maybe. We just got here about 10 minutes ago.
Hey, friend, should we get Patty?
Ass.
Eat ass. Laura was very preoccupied with this app.
It was probably the most fun part of the night.
Yeah, it would spit out a word.
Bosco.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, Jiffy Lube.
At one point, it said cold. And then it said nips.
Uh-huh. Cold nips.
So I don't know if you read that on your thermometer, but It all's coming together.
So when all was said and done, we explored this gentleman's house. Mm-hmm. We saw some things that can't be explained. But we decided to wrap up the whole night with...
We had a medium.
We had a...
Join
had,
us.
Yes. We had a seance with mm-hmm. a medium. Her name was Patty Negri, and mm-hmm. she is an excellent medium. I would even call her a large.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for coming to my seance table. I am a medium. I've been talking to dead people since I was 3 or 4. I literally did my first seance when I was 7 or 8. I do know what I'm doing. I've only had one person burst into flames. And, but
what? Can you get them out afterwards?
Everything's good. There's just a, like, looks like a little tramp stamp of a dragon on somebody's lower back where the blistering turned into a tramp stamp of a dragon.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah. I work elementally, like Native Americans, like pagans. I am a pagan. The air, fire, water, earth. And that's how I lift up the veil so you guys can yourselves see and sense and hear. You guys can be as silly as you want, but just kind of be respectful because that's when the spontaneous combustion happens. Okay. This is a really active house, as you guys know. But some of the spirits are a little agitated. So if anybody wants to put some on, it's a protection and enhancer oil that I make. Put a little on your hand, but the place you always put protection oil is the back of your neck, right between your head and your neck. That's the biggest portal on your body.
Can I start spirit. It?
Yep, start it and pass it around. So
you put it on your hand first?
Yeah, put it anywhere you want. Any way you want to do it. Yeah.
Anywhere you want?
Anywhere, anywhere you want. They're here already, but we're going to lift the veil anyway just to make it a little more
fun. Ooh, it smells nice.
It does smell nice.
And everybody here is okay with a Ouija board, correct?
To varying degree. Laura, how do you feel about Ouija boards?
I have messed around with them in the past.
Okay. What I've always said, they're like a gun. You have to know how to use them. Everybody take a deep breath in. Hold it. Exhale, hold it out. Light and dark are turning, luck be in the burning. Light and dark are turning, luck be in the burning. Black spirits and white, red spirits and gray, mingle, 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 who may. Fat-a-tat-out, around and about, a world within and a world without. The good stay in and the ill stay out. With the ringing of this bell, we call the spirits here and well. We are between the worlds. If you see things, you're probably usually going to see it in your peripheral vision. Look for changes of temperature, goosebumps, as you know,
I have the confirmation. Right,
changes right here. This is your crown of illumination. That means you're opening up your third eye through here.
Anybody feel anything?
My eyes are itchy.
That's your whole crown of illumination.
Okay.
There is a lot of spirits here. There's one that really wants a voice that doesn't have a voice. I don't know if he doesn't have a voice because he's been silenced or he's unable to talk. I actually don't think he's just with the house. I think he's with one of you here. thinking you. Oh. It feels like an uncle. Did you have like an uncle? Somebody who had some kind of issues communicating? It could be even two generations back.
She focused on me and said that there was a man behind me. And then wanted to suss out who it was, who it meant to me.
You guys know how dowsing rods are?
No. Yes.
Okay. I can't control them. I can hand them to any of you. I can't make them cross, don't cross. But for divination, they cross on yes and they don't cross on no. We are at the Omen House right now doing a seance.
Ooh.
Ooh.
We are at the beach in Saint-Tropez. You guys are wearing Ghostbuster type outfits. You guys are wearing Easter Bunny outfits. Wow. No. Where is the spirit that I'm talking to right now that had some kind of communication problem? Where are you at? He's right behind you. He's got trouser pants, pleated trouser pants. He looks kind of 1940s. White shirt, trouser pants.
Who is it, Leo?
Well, I'm in a... I have family, obviously, from there. I don't know.
Okay.
It says forgot. Maybe you forgot.
You forgot.
I had some ideas of who it could be if there wasn't an
oh,
in fact
had,
a spirit.
You had somebody in your head?
Yeah, you know, people from my family. I didn't necessarily want to trot them out for our spooky fun. But I was trying to like connect the dots as she asked me questions. I never felt like I did.
But I would love to talk to them.
Okay.
Do I need to say their name?
It says hi.
You don't have to say it out loud. Is it who you are thinking of?
It already says yes.
What do I do?
You talk to the person.
Yeah.
Do you think that they would want to try to talk on the Ouija board or
sure,
a chalkboard?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So, okay. First you wake up the board. Wake it up, wake it up. Wake up your board. Wake it up, wake it up. Knock on your board. Knock on your board.
Hello, hello.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Yeah. So the biggest part, put a couple fingers on it. You want it to be soft enough that it will actually move under your fingers and strong enough your fingers won't fall off. So, spirit, can you just make those boards move a little bit? Just let your fingers move.
They are moving.
Yeah.
It's moving all by itself.
Yeah, there's this moving.
There's a moving.
I don't know if that counts as a letter. I see the F from my angle. What?
F?
Yeah.
Oh my God, is it gonna curse at us?
It could be.
What's that? What is that letter?
H.
H?
Or I.
I see I on mine.
Look at how much the candles are dancing now, too.
I've noticed that.
It's the energy. It's using the energy within it. So,
you want to call it a T?
It seems like it's right between S and T.
Maybe it wants both. Maybe it's trying to say fist in a hurry.
Wow.
Is any of it making sense with who you think it is, Liam?
Doesn't.
Well.
Liam, talk to them.
Anything you want to ask him or tell him?
Do you remember me?
Do you remember me?
You wouldn't know that song. Do you reach out a lot?
Oh. He reached out my phone.
I would like to think that there's something on the other side and that people that I love could visit me and that I could do so in the future. And in the end, I felt like I failed. I couldn't make...
You didn't fail.
I couldn't see how it could be someone from my own life. And I wanted it. And that was my final test, was like, here we go. Push aside my disbelief or my skepticism and look for the truth and the possibility. I'm going to be open to it. And I made that leap, but I felt like I didn't quite make it to the other side.
All right, so we actually want to call in the spirit on the couch, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Was there a spirit on the couch? Yes. Where's the couch?
What?
There's a couch. Yeah. Whoever he is, he's definitely here with the house.
Just chilling.
You're just chilling?
Did you like Sam's strip dance for you?
Yeah.
Boy. Yes. Yeah. So he has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean. Can't blame you. If the chalk draws a dick, I'm going to be really impressed.
Well, at least it's moving for you guys.
In spirit, you can make any of this equipment move or talk or quack or bark or whatever you need it to do.
Unless it just feels like you're doing it.
I'm not doing nothing.
You're not doing that?
Not thinking at all.
That's how they work.
Wow.
Woo. This is the biggest.
You guys aren't doing that at all?
This is the biggest butthole I've ever drawn.
I feel like Liam's doing
it. No way, man.
No.
His weak hands, he can't do that.
Erase. My phone says.
Erase.
Ooh.
Maybe they don't like.
He doesn't like the drawing. Yeah, why don't we take.
What is that?
Like an eye, maybe? No.
It looks to me like a big Buddha. Tornado?
Tornado.
Egg?
A doorway. Foot? An
egg?
It's a blimp. My phone says blimp.
Okay.
Okay. I can see that.
Maybe they were on the Hindenburg.
They were on the Hindenburg, and now they hang out at David Oben's house.
Sure.
They erase it.
What? That's our artwork.
It said erase.
And there's somebody named Sandy here.
Sandy.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Do you know somebody named Sandy?
I just got chills everywhere. Yeah, I think I might cry. Wait. Can you? Wide-eyed.
Oh.
Can you tell me anything more?
I just got the name. Somebody, Sandy. Point at who you're here for. You.
Can you tell me if it's male or female?
Are you female? Are you male?
Male.
Is your Sandy male? Yeah.
That's why I wanted to ask, because it's weird to be Sandy and a
yeah,
male.
That's, yeah, that's my male Sandy's. But yeah, it's male. For you. He's for you.
It's my grandpa.
Oh.
My grandpa passed away like probably 2 years ago now, but we had a pact. He'd been sick for a long time. And we had a pact that if he could give me any kind of sign after he passed away, that he would do it. So I think that's really interesting. But we have a code word.
Okay. What is it?
I can't say.
Oh. Oh.
Can you do the Ouija?
Do the chalk or the Ouija. Do the Ouija. Maybe this is where you'll do it. Sandy.
Your
can
code
you
word?
Maybe give the code word?
Oh, boy.
It's a big ass.
The code word is Mississippi.
It's say no.
Oh.
That's
kind of amazing.
That is pretty amazing because there's a billion spirits here. There's it's kind
there's
of chaotic.
Creepy ass going on there.
There's really, really, really a lot of spirits here. So before we close up, I want to like for one more second, kind of blow the roof off this thing, spirit. And so we're going to do a ma chant. It's we're going to start out with a low guttural ma and slowly go up. And we shoot off the roof, literally, energetically. Okay. And while you're doing that, I want you to think of any loved ones that you have, pets, people, and think about them. And then they do. And then invite them to you might see them or sense them or feel them right here. So again, this is just literally blowing the roof off. So okay. Stay with me. There's no on key or off key, but feel it in
there's
every
so
cell of your body, okay?
Here,
so just do what I'm doing. Here we go.
Everybody wants to get I can appreciate the theatricality of the experience. I love the presentation of it. I love the ambiance of the room.
Yeah, she seanced us. I don't know. She seanced us. It was a good seance. She was good at it.
Feel that? Everything shifted right there.
Mm-hmm. I can see dead people.
All if you right. do Ooh. See your sense
oh, you got
oh,
yeah. a chill?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did it touch you?
Yeah, felt something on the back of my neck for sure.
Oh, nice. I wish my grandpa would touch me. That's my arm. Not, oh, not in that way. Not in that way.
No, no, no.
Can you just touch my hand?
Thinking that way. We weren't thinking that way.
I was.
Yeah, everybody else was. You were. Yeah.
Well, thank them all. Thank them, whether we talk to them directly or not.
Thanks for the journey.
This is
amazing.
You,
sweet dream.
And thank you, Bridget, for showing us around this weird, funky house that made us all...
Believers?
Sure.
I saw your face when
the
you
thing on the couch was genuinely freaky. I don't know if I'm 100% believer, but I believe that something happened tonight.
Thank you, spirits.
Thank you, spirits.
Thank you, visitors.
Thank you,
weird. Thank you, grandpas and uncles and whoever came to visit.
For the couch dude, I apologize for giving you a lap dance, but I forgive you for not tipping me.
It felt like it was good. It was fun, but I don't think we really broke through the veil.
Laura did. Laura said she felt a sensation on the back of her neck.
She did feel something. And then Bridget also wanted to feel something.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Maybe we're not good to host this show.
Yeah, I mean, that is the only truth that we've uncovered here today. And when the aliens try to piece it all out, and aliens I do believe in, 100%.
Yeah.
Ghosts versus aliens. Which is real and which is fake? Aliens. The answer is aliens. because just mathematically, the universe is so large, it defies the senses to think that there's not other beings out there.
Of course.
And the things have been caught on footage.
Of course.
Video.
Yes.
Audio.
You've taken a picture of one of them.
Yes, it's real.
Why didn't we do an alien hunting episode? We actually believe in that shit.
Next time.
Next time.
Regular ghosts, pre-ghost Phil Collins, whoever is here. This is a moment where there's no snark, there's no jokes.
We're open. We're ready to receive you. We're about to end the show, so if you have something to say, say it now. See you next time on another episode of All Work, No Play. Thanks for listening to All Work, No Play, the podcast. If you enjoyed the fun we done, leave us a review on whatever podcasting app you use. You can also catch the show live every other Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific at twitch.tv/criticalrole or find it Thursdays on youtube.com/criticalrole. And remember, friends, don't work too hard.